know we like to find people that are heroic and doing the right thing.
Helping others.
Yes. Unlike the people
giving
of this
back.
Show. Right? Because God knows I'm not.
Rostrong.
Yes, exactly. Rostrong. We're going to get
you power through.
I've powered through
some tough circumstances.
Yes.
Like a dental appointment.
I had a dental appointment earlier this week,
rough.
And I showed up for work. That was really something. All right, and with us right now is a man who this does not apply to. Greg Jooms, who is a Marine. I like to say former Marine. You're not in service at the moment, but you...
Yeah, I don't run or do anything crazy anymore, so I'm just kind of like a chill Marine.
A chill Marine, okay.
Which
and,
is like 10 times better than normal civilian like me, right?
Right, exactly. He could still stand on one finger if he had to
and kill us
with his eyebrow.
Not very long.
Yes.
But.
All right, so, but what you've did, this is a very interesting thing because you were in Operation Iraqi Freedom, right?
Yes.
In Anbar Province for
Correct.
A number of years, number of tours. And now you're back and you have designed an app. Essentially, right,
yep.
For service personnel who retired out to figure out some of the things that are confronting them at this moment, whether it's healthcare, right, VA kind of stuff, and also other sorts of issues of the unique experience that combat veterans are going to have as they try to rotate back into the real world.
Yeah. So we're trying to be more proactive with how we are kind of going after this epidemic. I mean, approximately 20 veterans a day commit suicide because of depression and isolation and just kind of like not feeling purpose anymore. I can't speak for everybody, but I felt really depressed and very isolated when I was discharged from the Marine Corps and I went back to my hometown. And I want to be more proactive in the whole process of keeping people happy and letting them know where they should live or where they can live to be able to thrive in whatever industry or life that they want. So instead of helping people get off the street, we're helping people from actually getting to that level, finding a community, finding a similar community like the one they just left. Around military installations, while I was out in Camp Pendleton, all the businesses around you know that they need to advertise to you and your spouse and your dependents. And then afterwards, there's veterans that can end up staying there because San Diego's pretty nice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But when you leave that environment, you feel like everything is just flipped upside down. You don't have purpose anymore. You don't have a mission. You're either back at your hometown or you've stayed at that duty station. But for the majority of people that go back to their hometown, they're expecting life to be great. I at least was. I was expecting things to be really easy and people were going to throw a job at me because, oh, I'm a war hero. And then you realize that you have to start over. You have to prove yourself again. You have to learn new skills. And some people just kind of put themselves in a hole and kind of stay there and they're disgruntled and they're upset. And that was me. And mm-hmm. I didn't like that. And I don't want other people to really go through that. It's hard to find resources. It's hard to find a place that wants your business or supports you.
Can we talk a little bit about the mechanics of that for a second? Because there's now a lot of research on this. And obviously the Navy looks at this a little bit differently than the Army looks at it. The rotation back for Marines is different than it is for Army, or at least it was at the height of Operation Iraqi Freedom. And special forces get a little bit different treatment based on what their experiences are like. But experience in combat, I mean, it doesn't matter if you're in Anbar Province, doesn't matter if you're doing road patrols as you were doing, right? And you were, you know, trying to pull over suicide bombers and just, you know, looking for bad guys. It's as stressful as any job one could imagine. What do you, that transition back to civilian life and that transition back to America, what do you think that the government is missing about taking care of people there? What's the military is missing?
Ooh, that's a really good question. I think there's more focus. It's not the focus anymore. It's not the focus to retrain you to get out of the military. It takes away from the focus of the mission, and the mission is to win, to kill the enemy. And if they're focusing their time and energy and saying, here's what you can do when you get out, or here's what can help you, I mean, that's...
When you came back, how long was your unit back on a military installation? Were you at Pendleton?
I was at Pendleton. I didn't have enough time to make the next deployment. It was a MEW. It wasn't a flyover, so they were just floating around the world. So I got back in 2008 from Iraq, and I was discharged in 2010. So for like...
2 years.
Yeah, almost 2 years.
And there was no... they weren't offering programs to try to...
No. I mean, you take a two-day course when you get out of the military before you get out, and it's kind of checking the box. Here's mm-hmm. how you write a resume. Here's what you're good at. And then you're
two
on your
days.
Way. And it's like you have senioritis in a way, because all you do, you just can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You can't wait. You're like, all right, screw this. Like, I'm totally done with this. I don't want to wake up at four. I don't want to shave. I don't want to get a haircut every Sunday. And you're not paying attention. And you're missing out on the resources that are there and the advice of the instructors. And at the same time, they're contractors. Mm-hmm. They're contractors with the Department of Defense. So it's kind of like, you can do this and you can do that. And then you take a Scantron test, at least I did in 2010, to figure out what you're good at.
Yeah. What did you,
and
what
did that help?
Test at?
Yeah, well, it was a cop. Cop, security, firefighter, yeah. Mm-hmm. Civil service.
Which most people are going to, I mean, because you're trained in, especially given the type of warfare that was, the kind of stuff you guys were doing in Iraq, and so many do in Iraq. It does. It completely transitions perfectly into that, but it's hard to get on these jobs.
It's hard to get on the jobs, and one of the things that I really struggled with, because I got out of the, I was out of the Marine Corps for about a year and hit rock bottom, drugs, alcohol, divorce, you know, crappy jobs. I was selling used cars. Mm-hmm. And that sucked. I mean, nothing, no offense to used car salesmen, but it wasn't for me. It was not finding and being privy to the information of different opportunities. It wasn't until I came to Chicago that I learned about all these other different jobs that exist. Because in my little bubble of Sheboygan, Wisconsin, I knew people that were cops, firefighters, mm-hmm. bar owners, small business owners, and that was it. There needs to be more visibility to the opportunities that are out there for veterans.
All right, so tell us about the app.
So the app is it's awesome. It's really useful. we're in the early stages right now, so the functionality of it is not where it's most useful. This was a way for us to break into the market, to have something to show people and start building a brand behind it. The next update that we're releasing is what I'm really excited about, because mm-hmm. it's going to provide not only value to our users, but also the businesses that are partnered with us. They can monitor their deals and discounts that they have live. They can do them by a certain amount of time or on a certain day, whether it's a lunch special or a dinner special, but also for the recruiting aspect of being able to see how many job openings you have, the candidates that are reaching out to you or saying that they're interested, and making it really, really easy. I really want to simplify the whole recruiting process when it comes to veterans in large organizations, because when I went into the recruiter's office for the Marine Corps, it was, all right, what do you want to do? What do you like to do? And they had this big book, this binder, and they kind of flipped through it. And they're like, all right, well, let's narrow things down and kind of like start this funnel. When I got out of the Marine Corps, and I know a lot of other vets, it's just like, hey, where can I send my resume? I want a job. I want to work.
And so many people do go into the military because they want a job.
Right.
To volunteer military, right? Mm-hmm. And so it gives them purpose. It gives them, you know, they either dreamed of it as a kid, or they just decided when they got out of high school or JUCO or even college, you're like, you know, now what do I want to do with myself? And they decide for, you know, a myriad of reasons.
Right.
What was your reason?
To go into the military?
Yeah.
I wanted to do something that would be, I wanted to be a part of history. I wanted to make a difference. I wanted to have kind of skin in the game of being an American.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, well, I'm just going to be taking advantage of all these rights and privileges that we have. And so when someone else can go and do that for me, like, mm-hmm. no, I wanted to do my time. I wanted to do some cool stuff. I wanted to see the world and experience what this conflict that we're in, Operation Iraqi Freedom, was actually like. And I was always infatuated with military and mm-hmm. shooting and stuff like that when I was a kid. So I figured, all right, this will be fun. And I didn't really have any other options. It was either that or I was going to be a mechanic.
So what's the constructive example here for people who are going to use this app? I mean, if it were you, let's say you didn't invent this app, but you know, you get your phone and you hear about this. What do you think is the first basic principle here for people who want to use this, who might be hearing this, have a similar experience to yours, and they're a little bit lost? What are they going to do?
Well, they'll be able to see community. We focus on three things: community, health and wellness, and career opportunities. So if you're looking for a doctor, we're partnered with Rush University and their Road Home program, which is a free, zero cost to the veteran and their families mental health care, mood mm-hmm. disorders, ADHD, anxiety, depression, all sorts of things. When it comes to the jobs, you can find local organizations and businesses that are hiring you. The idea is to catch people while they're transitioning so they don't fall into that depressive slump, that they can find places to take their family, they can find places to go. And when you get out of the military, you're not rich. Like, you don't get a major payout. Mm-hmm. So the idea of being able to provide opportunities for people to save money and actually continue doing things and get out of the house. Mm-hmm. Because you're not going to find an opportunity if you don't go outside. You're not going to find an opportunity if you don't talk to people.
Just knowing what's available, I'm sure, is part of the issue. Would you even know there was free mental health, you know, available for you at Rush and that kind of thing? What about, when you say community, though, I know you mentioned that disconnect that you felt. And I've talked to others who come back from overseas, being stationed overseas, and they say the same thing, that they feel like, you know, they have their brothers and sisters in the military. Then they come back here and they feel like no one really understands, when they're in the civilian population, no one really understands where they came from and what they were doing. Or it's hard to relate to your experience, but it feels like, are there networks of veterans out there that help each other? Is that part of the transition, and is that helpful? Does that need to get better?
It needs to. So there's certain branches of the military and certain organizations that do very well. The Special Forces community is insanely close. It's extremely tight, and everybody supports each other. As you get into the conventional military, where people are like in large divisions and battalions, you kind of fall into, like, I don't know. It's there's a disconnect. The Marine Corps,
because there's so many of them.
Yeah, there's so many of them. There's a lot of different people. But I'm just going to toot the Marine Corps' horn a bunch here. But the Marine Corps does it really well. Mm-hmm. The Marine Corps is a culture. I mean, if you drive down the street, you see more Marine Corps bumper stickers and flags than you see anything else. You'd think it's the largest branch in the military. It's the smallest. But it's because of the culture and traditions that are instilled in you, and you want to keep that going. So Marine for Life in Chicago, which is expanded to Warrior for Life, it's an all-inclusive for military members. They meet up once a month at Gibson's in Oak Brook or Gibson's downtown here.
There you go.
A little plug. Nice. And nicely done.
No, and it's great. I mean, you go. Everybody gets together. You talk about what you're doing. Everybody introduces each other, and it's a network.
Right.
And that is massive. And mm-hmm. people don't... It took me a while to actually go and say, all right, well, I want to do something with veterans in the military again after being out. Because at first you're like, all right, screw this. I don't want to be a part of it. And you start to see like the return of investment of just going and saying hi and giving somebody your resume. Mm-hmm. And then you see these people more and more places, and you grow your network. And like the military, where you just show up and everybody's like, all right, hey, we're here for 4 years. Let's get close. Now you have to do everything on your own. You have to go out and seek the people that you're looking for that can better you and take you places that you know you need to go.
There's guardrails and the Marines, the military as a rule, but, you know, Marines very much drill this in, this notion that you never leave your other guys behind. You're always with your guys. Your guys are always you're always looking out for each other. And the real world is nothing like that.
No, it's very... I don't know. Everyone's kind of in their own lane, and it sucks because you realize that as soon as you get out, and it's like sad. You're like, oh crap, did I make a mistake? Mm-hmm. Should I not have gotten out? It's different because no other place in the world that I've seen in my life where such a large amount of people are together for the same reason.
Okay. It's called Victor App, right? Victor, VICTORAPP.
Yep.
Victor App. And you just go right now in the iTunes store to go find it. Yep. It'll be on the Google Play.
Yeah, we're beta testing on Android right now. Okay. We found a little couple bugs, so we don't want to push it yet because obviously we don't want to upset people and let them fall off.
But on the iTunes, you're good to go right
yep,
at this
App
moment.
Store, we're totally good. Search Victor Veteran because there's like a bunch of Victoria's Secret apps, I guess.
No, so, not the same, right?
No.
Totally Although, Victor. You know, if the guys along the way.
That's totally fine.
Yes, the young men and women of the United States Marine Corps want to do that. That's we're not going to stop them either, but it's Victor App, VICTORAPP, Victor App. And if people... So there's two things going on here too. Now can people, veterans use this, but also there are people who want to advertise to veterans who can do this as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're offering free advertising for small businesses here in the greater Chicago area to list their discount, to capture a new audience. There's 88,000 veterans in Chicago, but with our platform, we actually don't just service veterans. We also allow family members and dependents to be on it as well. And also a verified veteran can invite up to 5 individuals who are not veterans onto the platform as well. So like my mom, my brother,
family,
maybe somebody that let me crash on their couch for 6 months, borrowed me money while I was transitioning. Somebody that maybe a mentor.
Helped out a veteran.
Yeah, exactly. It's because they're part of the service as well. I mean, people that sent me care packages, picked me up from the airport, they're all support elements.
Sure. If businesses want to, if they're offering a discount or some kind of special deal,
any sort of special,
they
any deal,
out.
They can reach out. They can go to the website, victorapp.io. And we also are moving into more of a recruiting platform. So companies that are looking to staff their veteran hiring initiatives or do some more diversity and inclusion, That's what we're here for.
That's
going
the thing.
To elusive demographic of people that need work.
Right. You want to learn. If you want to hire people who have been trained how to learn.
Yeah, it's the most trainable demographic, and these people, these men and women, are just leaving that environment, and they need that. Like, they can thrive in that task-oriented, mission-driven environment. They just need to be able to know that that's out there and that they're wanted. They want to be at an organization that supports them.
Greg, great work, and thanks for your service, not just to the country, but to this.
Yeah,
this is
a great idea.
Cool.
So Greg Jumes is, he's the guy, Victor App, VICTORAPP, Victor App. If you are a vet and you're looking for an app that's going to service you and what your needs are and what your interests are, it's the place to go.
If you know a veteran, let them know.
Excellent. We will. Thank you, Greg.
Violetta Patermedics got the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots.